wake up and you'll see how bad you fucked up! You lived a life in fear, created hell! So open your mind! You see the hate you left behind! The only way to fix yourself is to find some love inside your empty heart!
Was the best and worst that Atreyu has to offer right there. First, you heard Blind, Deaf, and Dumb off of their latest record from 2018, and that is just, oh boy, that's some bad stuff. And then probably the best thing that they've ever done, Becoming the Bull, off of their 2010 record. Actually, I think it's earlier than that. It might be like 2006 record, somewhere around there. But that was really like, once they've done this later stage of Treyu things, the best that they can do. And then everything after that is, it's something. It's something. I suppose there are some still good things on the latest record. But, man, that track really, that's something, I gotta tell you. Anyway, what you heard before that was the interview I did with Treyu at Heavy Montreal. And, yeah, Heavy Montreal was just so fun. It always is. It's always fun. Always, you know, just hanging out with a bunch of people. This year, there was a large CJLO contingency that went. So, you know, there was a bunch of us that were just hanging out, having fun. And of course, everyone in the Montreal metal scene is there. And you run into them at any random point in time. It can happen. And it's fun. It's a good time. If you are a person that's like, well, I should go to Heavy Montreal, you should. There, I solved it for you. Done. Speaking of Heavy Montreal, though, there was one other band that I chatted with while I was there. They are from around mid-central Pennsylvania. They are known as Galactic Empire, and you might know them from some other bands that they were in, including Arms Bend Back, This or the Apocalypse, and, you know, just others that there have. There's some others that are going to be releasing stuff on records labels that I probably still can't say, so I won't. But they're going to be releasing some other stuff. Members of the bands will, at least, but Galactic Empire as an entity looks like it will only be doing stuff, you know, on the festival circuit. So if you miss them at Heavy, well, sorry, friend. And to kind of iterate this point, why don't I let a member of the band tell you about it? I sat down and chatted with Chris from Galactic Empire, and here is part one of an interview that I did with him. And, you know, they'll throw some Galactic Empire in there so that you can hear what Star Wars stuff to a metal put onto a metal palette sounds like. Sounds good? I don't know if that's the correct way to say that. Doesn't matter. Don't care. So here is part one of an interview with Chris from Galactic Empire. Keep it locked. This is CJLO, 1690 AM. You're listening to Grade A Explosives.
Hey, everybody. This is Andrew. I am at Heavy Montreal, as you can probably tell by the happening behind me. I'm joined by a special guest who is in the band Galactic Empire. I'll let him say his name in case he wants to give a pseudonym or other nonsense that people like to do.
No.
Good sir.
No.
Tell people who you are.
Hi, I'm Chris. if you've seen me on stage, I'm the idiot in the Vader costume.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I start off all my interviews the same way, because I figure by the time bands get to me, they've already done a bunch of interviews. So what's one question you don't want to be asked or you're tired of answering? I feel like you might have a lot. So.
Yeah. Whether or not I'm a fan of Star Wars,
okay.
What I think about Jar Jar Binks.
Okay.
Just any of those, like, obvious Star Wars questions. It's what I hear every single time.
Okay, fair enough. So questions 21...
Band questions, fire away.
21, 38, 91. Got it. Done. Okay, good. So, Galactic Empire, for those that aren't aware, you guys are mainly doing, like, rearrangements of Star Wars music.
Right.
And music that are in the films. Would you say that this is the most successful drum tutorial video that anyone's ever done?
Well, inadvertently, yes. Yeah, yeah. The video, the drum tutorial that started it still hasn't gotten very popular. But yeah. Well, it did okay. It did like a couple hundred thousand views or something. So that's not that bad. But yeah, that's what led to this. So yeah, inadvertently.
All right. So there you go, everyone. Just put up a drum tutorial, and you too can be a band that covers it.
Right, right.
This is how it works. Well, I want to talk kind of a bit about where you guys are from, Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. because I'm also from there, as okay. people that listen to the show will know, because I bring it up almost constantly.
Okay. Do you live in Canada now?
I do. I live in Montreal okay. here.
Wow.
Okay. I'm very much enjoying the free healthcare. That's very nice.
That's, yeah. Yeah, we were wondering if we were going to get like a healthcare token when we cross the border. Like, just here's your case. Free doctor's visit. Yeah.
We know that you guys in the States, we need it, so here. Take
yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, we got extra. Yeah.
But I want to kind of ask about you guys, because you are largely kind of I struggle to use this term, but a Pennsylvania supergroup, as it were. Like, some of you are from Arms Have Been Back, some of you from This or the Apocalypse. Like, you all are kind of in bands that have gotten larger. Do you kind of see yourself as, like, a supergroup? What is your kind of thoughts on those type of ideas?
No, I mean... Well, first of all, this band was a joke that just went too far. So I would never consider that a supergroup. Also, because no one knows who we are unless they ask, you know. But also, like, if we all took off the masks on stage, people wouldn't be like, "Oh, Ish, it's that guy." They have no idea who we are. So I think our drummer and our bass player have more notoriety as producers than they do as, you know. They're members of old bands.
Yeah.
So I definitely would not consider us a supergroup. That being said, I think if someone's like, "Yeah, we're totally a supergroup," then like they're a little too in their own head. But I 100% would not consider us in that category.
It's a tough line to draw, right? Because like it seems to be that the line for supergroup seems to be, "Hey, that guy was in bands, and I know what that band is."
Right.
But
right.
also, then you ask the band, they're like, "What are you talking about? No one knows who we were."
My requisite for it, aside from that, is that the band they were in before has to be super, before they can be a super group.
All right.
Yeah.
Fair enough. What kind of is the, Central Pennsylvania, in general, like, even up to, like, Reading, is putting out a lot of great music over the years.
Weird stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Like, a large kind of contingency of stuff. What, I know, like, Launch Music Conference has happened, and there's, like, a whole billboard that was put up, like, angry music from happy people was the thing.
Yeah, a lot of like Christian music, a lot of like Christian metal, like August Burns Red and stuff. Like, they're not Christian anymore, but they started out that way. They came out of Lancaster, so that whole scene is still very strong there.
But now even you have like death metal from like Rivers of Nihil and Black Crown mm-hmm. Initiate that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of is unique do you think about the kind of center south of Pennsylvania that's producing all these kind of like acts that are going on to tour on like a national level?
We've got nothing better to do. That's what it is. We don't live in a cool place like LA or New York or Chicago, so there's nothing to do. It's just like your available jobs are like fast food and or retail, some desk job or like hard labor. So it's just like, well, I can either do that or I can try my hand at guitar. You know what I mean?
That answer resonates very deeply
yeah.
with me
right.
as someone who's now in Montreal.
Right.
I'm treating Heavy Montreal a bit like the Oscars. So
okay.
I have a couple of Oscar-based questions that are in
okay.
here. So I guess this is very relevant right now. Let me put on the voice. So, Chris, who are you wearing right now?
I have no idea. I can't see the tag. I don't know. I'm pretty sure the jeans are Levi's. That's all I got. That's all I know.
And who designed those amazing Galactic Empire costumes that you guys wear?
Carson,
right.
our bass player.
Oh, good.
Yeah, well, no, he didn't design them. He built them, though.
Oh, all right.
So we had an artist named James Hayball in the UK design the non-infringing characters.
Yes, okay.
And then sent those sketches over to a 3D artist who put together the mock-ups and then sent them to Carson and, like, showed him how to break everything down so that he could build them. So Carson built all of them, but there were a few people involved in the design process.
That's pretty cool.
So,
is it freeing to be in a costume on stage? Because all the band... No. Just no. No.
So, on one hand, it helps... I mean, we've all been playing in bands for a while, so the stage fright thing isn't quite as intense as somebody who's new to this
right.
would have it. That being said, if there is a more high-pressure situation or you do get a little nervous, it helps to know that no one can see your face because they can't see you worrying about how things are going to go. Or, like, if you mess up during a song, you can literally scream, "Fuck!" and no one will know you did it. So there are benefits, but It's very hot. If they don't get washed that day, they smell incredibly bad. It's just more stuff that we have to check onto airplanes and more stuff that has to stay accounted for. And no one knows who we are. So it's like, we didn't expect this band to really obtain any level of success. And now that it has, we're all like, just like, yeah, like, we play in a band. And they're like, which one? Like, Galactic Empire. And they're like, oh, okay. You know, like, we're never going to be like, walking around, like, I can walk around this whole festival and I don't think a single person will be like, holy shit, that's the dude from Galactic Empire, you know what I mean? Even the GE superfan probably wouldn't understand that it's me. So if you have any desire to gain any sort of notoriety or to build your own self as a brand, do not wear a costume. Unless you're Slipknot, they got it right somehow.
Is it hard to play? I mean, it must be hard to, like, even, like, look and see things in order to play. How difficult is it to navigate, like, an instrument in that?
So, definitely difficult. We've gotten used to it now, so, like, it's just kind of, like, another reflex almost. It's a lot of muscle memory involved. But yeah, I mean, so we all have visors that are supposed to be for our eyes and our helmets, but a lot of our helmets don't work properly, so... like CJ, who's Kylo in the band, used to be the Shadow Trooper. He always has to push his helmet so far in that if you, like, zoom in on it, like, his nose is squished over to the side. Mike, who is our rhythm guitar player, the Red Guard, the part of his visor, because there's a horizontal part and a vertical part, and the horizontal part is supposed to be for his eyes, but Carson didn't measure the helmet quite right, so the part that's supposed to be for his eyes is on his forehead, and so he has to see through the vertical part, which cuts off half of each of his eyes. And for me, I can see through my eye visors, but they fog up a lot.
Yeah, I can
and
see that.
Everybody else has fans, has working fans in their helmets. Mine never worked, so they fog up and there's nothing I can do about it. And so I have learned to start looking through the vent in my face. So I have, like, three small openings that I, like, through which I can see a few frets at a time. So, yeah, there's a large set of challenges when playing an instrument, but you get used to it surprisingly quickly.
I don't think I could overcome something like this.
Yeah, I mean, after the first show, like, once we got through one show, we were like, all right, we got this. Like,
you know, this works.
We can do this, yeah.